We're going to talk with Laura England Biggs from Keene Memorial Library. She is ready to share some good information with us. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great.
You're nice and warm, right?
Nice and warm, and inside a nice new library.
Oh, man. Tell us more. I know you're moving closer to opening those front doors, aren't you?
We sure are. We are doing what we call a soft opening on Monday, January 15th at 9:30 a.m.
All right. Yes, that is awesome. So it's all ready to go. Everything, the final checklist has been checked. Everybody's ready to go?
Almost everything. We're still waiting on some furniture. That's why it's a soft opening. There's no big fanfare. There's no big exciting ceremony. That'll take place on February 6th, our ribbon cutting. We should have, we hope, most of everything in place by then. But we wanted to get back to serving the public. We're ready to check out books. We've got enough to do that.
Oh, good. Good deal. Yeah, it's definitely, maybe just talk a little bit about some of the changes that are taken place at the library.
Sure. Well, the biggest change is we added on 12,500 square feet, so there's more space for everything. We rearranged a little bit so that the adult section is all upstairs. The elevator is right by the front entrance, and the stairs are right there as well. So you can get upstairs and browse those collections much faster than you used to. Children's area is all on the first floor, and the teens have their own section just inside the entrance. We have a new children's activity room for story time, which will start on Tuesday the 23rd and Friday the 26th. Those will be our next two big story times. And a large community meeting room that we're still working out the details on how to let people borrow for meetings.
Okay, but about how many people would that meeting room accommodate?
We believe it holds about 125.
Oh, wow, that's a big room.
And it divides into two rooms.
Nice.
So there's the ability to have two smaller meetings going on at the same time.
Nice. Yeah, that'll work out good. So folks would just have to reserve that ahead, right?
Right. We look for folks to do that at least a week in advance so that we know we've got things kind of in place.
As far as outside the building, has anything changed on the parking side?
We have an additional 20 parking spaces.
And those are on the east side? Right?
On the east side, yes.
Okay.
Off of 10th and 11th. It's no longer a one-way, so you do have to be a little careful backing out. But, between 10th and 11th off of Park Street, you come in off of either 10th or 11th Street, and you can park and come in and see us. It's nice and warm.
And bright, right?
Yeah.
A little bit more light in the building?
We have lots of LED lighting, so much more energy-efficient building.
Nice. Very good. Are you hiring?
We are. We have four openings for library aides. Those are 30 hours a week, part-time, prorated benefits like vacation, sick time, and access to health insurance. We also have a full-time librarian one who would be our circulation manager. That position does have some additional requirements. You can see all of those online at fremontne.gov. Click on employment opportunities.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having the library back open and having the auditorium back, too.
Yeah.
Yes. I know. We took it away from them for 16 months. They were such great partners for us, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, it did work out well.
We really appreciated them so much, and we're glad to be able to relinquish the auditorium and get back home to our library.
Good deal. Laura, thank you for the update. We appreciate it. And Monday, hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, Laura England Biggs, Keene Memorial Library Executive Director with us this morning here on Fremont's Morning.